Thank you for joining the conversation at the University Opportunity Series. For episode 3, student Emmy Ruiz interviews student leaders and the current advisor for the Jaguar Activities Board.
Okay, Caesar, can we start with, well, I guess your full name, position, and responsibility?
Yeah, for sure. my name is Caesar Gonzalez. My position is the advisor for the Jaguar Activities Board, and my responsibilities are to oversee and manage JAB, the Jaguar Activities Board, as well as anything that has to do with the mascots.
So, Michaela, can you answer the same question, please?
So, my name is Michaela Hare. I'm the president of the Jaguar Activities Board, so my duties are to basically help plan events and help oversee events.
Okay, and Claudia, the same question, please.
Yeah, my name is Claudia Alicia Walker. I am the JAB VP, and some of my responsibilities are to event plan and assist the president in whatever they need help in.
Caesar, can you tell us what the organization is about?
For sure. JAB is pretty much a student-run organization here on campus that more or less just tries to bring students to be involved. We host a lot of events, online, in person as well. And we are a branch of student life as well. So, which kind of changes the way our organization is in comparison to other student-run organization.
Claudia, can you list or describe some of the activities that the organization hosts?
Yeah, so a lot of the stuff that we do currently are going to be like games and just things to keep students active in campus with campus. Another things we do is we do like poetry slams, and we do like crossroad cafes where we get some artists out and just jam out in the cafeteria while people eat.
I've been to some of those. They're kind of fun. Michaela, can you name some of your highlights from your leadership?
I think the highlights for me would be just the opportunities that have come up due to me being in Jaguar Activities Board. I've been able to, do a lot of different things as far as go to different meetings, go to different events, even travel. So that is some of the, perks of being on this board.
You mentioned traveling, but I haven't heard of that with the department.
Oh, yes. So with JAB, we go to this thing called, I forgot the name. What's the name of it?
NACA?
Yes, we go to NACA. So at NACA, it's like a mini concert for different schools and their boards that help plan events and stuff like that. So we get to go and see different artists, and we get to, try to get them to come to our school to do things like our Jack's Cello that we started a couple years ago, and then our Crossroad Cafe events, or even have them perform at our homecoming sometimes.
Did that take place this year too?
No, it didn't take place this year or last year due to COVID, no.
Okay. Claudia, can you describe some ways the organization has had to adapt with COVID this year?
Yeah, so the main way that we have had to adapt to COVID is pretty much almost every event is virtual, which basically means it's going to be held on Microsoft Teams, but usually we have like a separate server. Like, we did a bingo game that was really fun, but that was pretty much the biggest thing, is having to do it online.
Okay, so one thing I'm taking away from COVID is like everybody's doing their things online, and it's actually a lot easier to attend events. So I really like that part, but everything else is pretty bad. So Have you all gotten any ideas to address the barriers or just connect with students who are living on campus and those who are living off campus?
Yeah, one of the like the greatest, I guess, impacts that I noticed was students off campus, they don't really like feel compelled to participate, you know, because like to them, they can't really win anything that's worth it. But what we have started to do is we've actually done gift cards to where they can use online at the bookstore. So that way we get those people drawn in to have a good time and they still have a chance of winning something that is useful.
So when you talk about these students who aren't off campus, are you mentioning those that when we get charged for like tuition and stuff like that, it's if you're 50, it's a 50 mile radius. So students outside of that radius can also be eligible to win these gift cards?
Yeah, anybody who plays the game is eligible. But, you know, a lot of kids, they think that because they're not close to campus, that they wouldn't be able to receive the prizes because we have had like little prize buckets, which also could be shipped out, but it would be a lot easier for a gift card. So that's what we've been doing.
Yeah, I've heard some of those issues too. So moving on, Michaela, what kind of students does the organization cater to?
We cater to all students. We cater to freshmen, sophomores, juniors, seniors. We cater to graduate students. So we really try to get everyone involved. We even cater to the outside of the school, so the community as well. So we don't have just a set range of people.
Okay, so other than COVID making lots of the events online, are there events that students can participate in without being here, like before COVID?
Yeah, I can answer that one. Yeah, in the past, we would actually have events that were also in Katy. I think last year specifically, Claudia went to two of them, I believe, where it was more or less the exact same event that we would have here in Victoria, but we would drive all the way to Katy and just host it there. This year, travel has been a little different, especially with the availability of going to the Katy campus. So that has changed. But other than that, we've also hosted, you know, in the past, trying to get more of those like online students and also the ones in Katy. We would do road trips and we would invite them over. The same thing with gift cards and stuff like that, as I said previously, we would send those and ship those out. And also as well as like our social media challenges and winnings, those would also get shipped, like prizes and stuff like that. So we try to be as inclusive as possible when it comes to all the students in UHV.
And I guess this question kind of overlaps with Caesar and Michaela's. Besides attending events, how can students be more involved, like in the organization?
I think for students to really get involved, I think it's just kind of like, in a way, up to them to really look out for events. You know, in the Student Life Department, we do a lot of marketing, online, social media, emails, things like that. And with everything going on, I can kind of understand that sometimes some of these things go past priority. But, you know, I feel like for those who really want an option to get involved, we're here for them. So we're here for everyone. But of course, I feel like it's up to a student to really reach out and look for our events so that they, you know, take advantage and become a part of the event.
And can you all list some of the requirements to actually join the e-board for your organization?
Some of the requirements, if I'm not mistaken, you at least have to have I think that's like the only requirement really, is you have to have a 2.5 GPA and be approved to get work study. Am I wrong, Caesar? Or is there something else?
I don't know about the work study part. I know for sure I would have to look in the contract, but you do have to be a member before you can be in the e-board. You have to have the 2.5 GPA, as she said. I believe there's something else that I'm missing. It's been a while since I've seen it.
That's okay. So, Caesar, how has your organization been able to support first-generation students, minorities, LGBTQ plus students, or other special student populations?
For sure. You know, since JAB is just one piece of the puzzle to student life in general, we really do try to be as inclusive as we can. For instance, one of the things that we do at our JAB meetings is we not only promote the events that we have that we're personally working on and making, but we also promote the events of student life and sometimes even student affairs. That way, people who are members not only get, you know, stay in the loop with what JAB's up to, but with, you know, basically what the university is up to, which is kind of like important for those who, for those students who really are involved and just want to keep being involved. We always let them know of opportunities, different things. And of course, as a member, they also are able to let us know of things that, you know, maybe they haven't seen and they want to see, and things of those sorts. That way, we really stay well-rounded and kind of up to date with not only what we can manage to accomplish, but also with the, what students want to see happen.
And I do see JAB is involved with a lot of other organizations. Like on JAGSync, when it says two organizations are hosting this event, JAB is part of lots of them.
Yeah, so that's one of the requirements for JAGSync. Every department or every organization within Student Life has to also accredit Student Life. It also helps on our marketing and the way the algorithm works for JAGSync. But other than that, we have had plenty of collaborations with not only, you know, Student Life and organizations within Student Life, but also student-led organizations. Last semester, we had two, with both with SGA, just because they have also been kind of the most active on campus with everything going on currently. And then in the past before that, we've had them with the Hispanic Student Association, right? HSA. Do you guys remember any? Michaela and Claudia?
We also partner with the Black Student Associations, where they put on different events. We partnered with them last semester with Black History Month. Last year.
So I'm going to move on to some more personal questions. Caesar, we're going to start off with you. Can you describe some of your experiences at UHV?
Yeah, for sure. I've had a lot of experiences here. This is my fifth year. Is there anything in particular that you'd like for me to kind of open up on? Or
I would say your experience, or a little bit about your experience in organizations and as a student, since you are a graduate student, I believe.
Yeah, for sure. All right, let's see where I can begin. Well, I started off with JAB. I was kind of a member. I knew about JAB, and then Freddie, kind of, which was our previous advisor before myself, kind of led me into the position to start with Students, Spirits and Traditions. So I did that for a semester. After that, I applied to be a resident assistant, and that was great. I was a resident assistant for 2 years while doing JAB. Moved my way up in JAB, and then my senior year, they gave me the position to be a, I forgot the title that they gave me, but yeah, they kind of promoted me out of JAB. And then once I graduated and got my degree, they gave me the position as graduate assistant, which made me become a advisor for JAB. And Freddie went on to become the advisor for the, advisor for the multicultural advisor. Oh man, I forgot the title.
Advisory Council?
Yeah.
I do want to ask, did you, before getting the position as a graduate assistant, did you plan on going to graduate school?
Yeah, one of the things, well, kind of like a background to it too, is like, I got two bachelor's degrees in my undergrad. It was management and marketing. And towards the end of it, I kind of just realized, like, you know, if I don't get my master's now, I'm really not going to come back, just because, you know, the time and commitment, and I'm going to have other things that I'm going to be working on. So for me, it was more or less kind of like a time commitment more than anything. And towards the end, I just kind of realized, well, you know, with the coronavirus and everything starting up and the job market not being where it should be, taking an extra year or two to really just build more education really wouldn't hurt. So it was kind of like perfect timing for me, at least, to really just stay and do more at school.
That sounds amazing. I'm also going to end up going to graduate school, but it was kind of the same thing. My mom told me that right now she can help me because she's still young, so she can work and like pay for school. Uh-huh. But later on she said, I'm going to be old and I can't help you. So that kind of pushed me. But I mean, I think that's really cool. You have two bachelor's degree. I wanted to do that, but I didn't know how. And now I think it's a little bit too late, but it's okay.
For sure.
Claudia, can you, I think we actually came in at the same time to UHB, but can you talk about some of your experience here?
Yeah, I've always been extremely involved. So kind of any chance that I got, I was there. So I joined JAB the first round out of the bout from the involvement fair. And then I was pretty active. I always helped with activities and stuff. That's kind of the brunt of it. I was always, you know, in class and stuff. But yeah, so when I worked my way up, I was really excited that I had gotten the job because they had done like, they were going to do like an internship type thing where we were going to shadow the people that were currently working on the e-board so that we could then step up to their positions when we left. But there was one position open. So instead of doing the internship thing, they went ahead and put me in that. So that's how I'm here.
That's great. You know, I came to UHB and I honestly, I think I told everyone, I was like, I'm not going to get involved. I'm always super involved. But then I don't know what happened. I guess I just started going to, what is it, the involvement fair and stuff like that. And then I just got into like everything that I could. But I like that you kept that going, that you still like to be involved and you're not like tired of it. Michaela, can you talk about your experience here?
My experience has been crazy. Coming in, I've always been like a shy person, never really, you know, getting out of my comfort zone or doing things. I've always been, you know, to myself. And my first semester here, I had a friend that she was tired of me being in my room. So she was like, we're going to go to this meeting. And she took me to the meeting. And from there, I just, you know, started helping out. And it was JAB, of course. Started helping out, started going to events, and I applied for the position of student. What is that position called? Oh, gosh. Spirits and Traditions Chair. And then that's when my second semester, spring, I got the job. So from there, you know, I just blossomed from there. I moved into the Diversities Chair last two fall semesters ago. And then from there, I got moved up to VP, and then like that, I was president, and then here we are. So it was crazy jumping from chair to chair, but it's honestly been a great experience, you know, getting to be involved in so many different things.
And jumping from chair to chair, now you have more experience in each chair, as you say, in the organization.
Yeah.
So you said you were a shy student. Would you say that being in JAB kind of like pushed you out of your shell?
Honestly, it really has. I remember my first event. It was one of the bigger events, a part of Homecoming. It was a talent show. And I've always been like, you know, afraid to talk in front of people. And I don't know what happened, but that event, it like turned a switch. And like after that, I still get my moments where I'm like scared or afraid to talk in front of people, but it's not as hard as it was before that. So I can say it really has helped me out a lot. And like now, even, you know, talking in front of people as president, hosting events, hosting the JAB meetings, even doing interview series like this, like I've never would have been able to, you know, accomplish these things without being a part of JAB.
That sounds amazing. I do like hearing like, since I am shy myself too, and I actually told my bosses, like, I want to work on my communication skills, and then they gave me this project. And it is helping a lot. It is a little bit weird because it's virtual, like on a computer, not through the phone or in person. But I think it is, it's getting a lot easier to talk to people for everybody, you know?
Baby steps.
Yes, exactly. Let's say about 1 to 3 moments, can you describe your favorite moments while being here, like in the organization or as a student?
Oh, that's really hard. I would have to say I have the 3 in my head, but I can't I can't tell you the order. I guess number three would be my first semester in JAB. We had Pride Week, yes. And we had an event. It was like the drag show. And honestly, that was like one of the best experiences of my life because I've never, you know, been a part of something like that. And seeing people, you know, there's always been like this. You have, you know, you grow up a certain way. You have to be a certain way. And seeing those people, you know, stepping out of that was really inspiring for me. And then my second one, I think it would have to be the friendships that I've made, honestly, you know, getting to know different people and meet new people. So that would be number two. And I think number one for me would be the first, Caesar, what's the name? I can't remember the name of it, but it's like the end of the year award ceremony that we have for like the student organizations.
It's and the student leadership banquet.
Yes, the leadership banquet. Thank you. And I got an award, you know, and that was my first semester. So that honestly, like, you know, helped me to keep pushing forward, knowing that I could do it. So I think that would have to be my top three.
Well, those are some really good memories. Caesar, can you talk about some of your favorite moments or memories?
I had a lot of great moments here on campus, you know, made a lot of friends, met a lot of people. I would say like my top two would just be for the first one, like all the road trips that we had, NACA, you know, going to, what was the old, like Six Flags, you know.
Schlitterbahn.
Schlitterbahn, yeah. Other things that, you know, they just kind of made me go out of town and drive for. Yeah, so that was would be the first one for sure, you know. And then the second one would just be just like the accomplishments, the banquets, like the president's annual reports. Yeah, all of those were really nice.
When y'all talk about the awards, are they the little like bronze plaques that are on some like wooden pieces on like on the walls?
Yeah, that's part of it. That was, yeah, those are from the student leadership banquet. I believe it's like Spirit of the Jaguar, Member of the Year. I would have to see. It's kind of close to my office, but there's a couple. And then the other ones are kind of like plaques and little trophies, I believe.
Yeah, I've seen some of them, I think, in Jag Hall. And when I was up in the student life office, I saw some of them.
Mm-hmm.
Claudia, I think, have I already asked you about your favorite moments?
No.
Okay, I'm sorry. There's lots going around. So can you name some?
Yeah, so I think my first would probably have to be like the paintballing event that we had two semesters ago, I think. Yeah, we just went paintballing. It was a ton of fun. And then my second one would be the poetry slam. That was actually like my first big event. So we had this amazing poet come out. It was just a lot of fun. It was kind of like what I was going to be doing for the rest of that semester. And then the third favorite moment would probably be the JAG Day, where we have a bunch of high schoolers come out. We kind of just inform them of our organization. And I've always been one to like really enjoy spreading knowledge and trying to bring people in because it is a really fun organization. There is some work, but it's, you know, the pay is so much better. So yeah, those are my top three.
So you all talk about JAB, like work study, or I think Michaela, you mentioned work study with JAB. Is it, it's more of like a job or, because I think Caesar, you said it was different from other organizations and other organizations, it's not a work study job, but JAB is?
Yes, so with JAB is a part of the student life department. So we work for the student life department, but we are with the JAB organization, if that makes sense.
I think so, because if I'm not mistaken, I think MAC is the same way.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So have y'all been in other organizations that you want to talk about really quickly?
I'm in SGA. I am the Director of Public Relations. So we do We have done a couple collabs with them in the past. It's a lot of fun. We do get a lot of people come out with our both of our audiences.
Anyone else want to talk about other organizations?
I don't mind, going along. For me, JAB was always kind of like the first and kind of the primary one. Then I was with Residence Life, which was, again, just kind of a job, but more an organization as well. And then student-run organizations, I believe I was part of this one, Business Student Association. That was pretty nice for business students. It didn't really last long. I believe they're trying to kick it back up, which is good. And then the other one was the Hispanic Student Association, which was also great.
Some other things that I'm involved in, I am currently a resident assistant here at Jaguar Village. I've also been a part of the Black Student Association. And then I was also a part of the UHV yearbook. I don't know how they're working the yearbook right now, but hopefully it'll be back up soon.
The only organization I haven't heard of is the yearbook, so I'm going to look into that. But thank you all for meeting with me today. I know it's a little bit hard with all the other events that you all are hosting, but thank you for making time and like taking it out of your schedule today. Well, those are all the questions I have, unless you all have any more comments that you want to make.
I think we're all good.
Okay, and I hope you all have a great day.
Thanks, Emmy.
For sure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye, everyone.